You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Age of Radio.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Because it's Sports Talk with Cooper and Big Man.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, time once again for Sports Talk with Cooper and Big Man. This is Big Man. And of course, joining me, as always, is my brother Cooper. Cooper, how you doing, brother?
Doing good, man. You ready for this?
Of course I'm ready for this.
Yeah, I know, right? Football talk, baby.
That's right. This is where my sweet zone is, man. That's my sweet zone. Just lay some grooves, some fastballs right there and watch me sail them out of the park. A little baseball reference for the baseball playoffs while we're doing football talk.
How about that?
Are you ready to score a touchdown with this football talk, though?
Let's do it.
There you go. There's a football reference for me to not throw you off so much. So let's start off with the top 25 scores and highlights. Alabama survived against Texas A&M at home 24-20, though Bryce Young did not play that game due to injury. So Alabama survives. Number two, Georgia took care of Auburn 42-10. Ohio State clobbered Michigan State in East Lansing, 49-20. Michigan, number four, Michigan went on the road to Indiana, 131-10. Number five, Clemson, also on the road in Boston College, winning 31-3. USC had the Cougars come down from the Palouse, Washington State would be, winning 30-14 at home in L.A. Oklahoma State hosted Texas Tech, got off to a little bit of a slow start, but eventually found their groove offensively and ended up winning by 10, 41-31. The surprise in the SEC, the number eight, Tennessee Volunteers went into Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and took down number 25 LSU 40-13. Not surprised they beat LSU, just surprised how well they're doing overall. That's why I was saying it's a surprise.
Yeah.
So not really wasn't that surprised, honestly, that they beat LSU. Ole Miss is still holding on strong with a good showing Vanderbilt winning 52-28. Let's see here. Number 11, Utah, went to Pasadena to take on UCLA, and the Bruins won a tight one, 42-32. Out in Arizona, number 12, Oregon, traveled down to Tucson to take on the Wildcats. They didn't score through the air, but they kept pushing it in on the ground, winning 49-22. That was crazy.
That is crazy, bro.
Yeah. Let's see here. Number 13, Kentucky, suffered another loss, this time losing at home to unranked South Carolina 24-14. I believe their starting quarterback Levens also did not play after being injured the week prior. So back-to-back weeks for Kentucky and back-to-back losses.
Yikes.
Let's see here. Number 15, Wake Forest hosted Army, winning 45-10. Number 16, BYU has suffered its third loss of the year, losing to unranked Notre Dame up in Notre Dame, 28-10. Number 17, TCU went into Kansas and finally ended Kansas' winning streak, though, again, a quarterback injury did not help Kansas, as TCU Horned Frogs won 38-31. Number 20, Kansas State beat Iowa State on the road, winning 10-9. Well, that's a freaking close-ass game. let's see here. Arizona State hosted the number 21 Washington Huskies, winning 45-38. And number 23, Mississippi State beat Arkansas 40-17. Out of those games, Koopa, anything jump out at you?
Dude, the Ducks, man, that's pretty crazy, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. And, you know, I love the fact that, you know, the Gators won this weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
I'm just saying.
I'm going. Yeah, the Ducks had all seven of their touchdowns on the ground. Three by Bo Nix, one by Winningham, one by James. Bucky Irving had one, and our tight end Matavao had one as well. So I guess he ran an end around or something.
Wow.
So, you know, not bad. A little 3-yard end around. All right. And Bo Nix didn't have a turnover, so that was helpful. He went 20 of 25 for 265 yards. Of course, nothing through the air, as we just stated. Everything was on the ground, you know, so not bad. And we had two fumble recoveries, which put us in good field position. So, actually, four fumble recoveries. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
Defense wins games, brother.
That's what we like to see. All right. And we will talk about that Gator game. So, in the Gator game, we actually attended the Gator game.
Yes, we did. It was so cool, dude.
Yes, it was awesome. It was both our first times in the Swamp in an actual game. You had been to the Swamp for a spring game a few years back, but it was our first experience in a real Gator football game.
I will tell you, dude, it's a lot different, and the vibe is a lot different. It was pretty cool, dude. You know, it was nuts, and we got to take my son too. So
that was
the biggest blessing, was watching him just have fun, be a 9-year-old little boy, and get to watch some football. You know, I mean, I don't remember doing stuff like that with my dad or my uncle. So
right.
That was cool.
Yes, sir. I mean, it was a blast to watch. And you know, unfortunately, we had some issues with our tickets, so it took us a while to actually get into the game and sit in and all that. We basically caught the second half of the game.
Right.
But, you know, it was really cool. You know, unfortunately, we missed the 49 pick six that happened early in the year. I mean, not early in the year, early in the game, which was a bit of a bummer. But we got in, got seated. We got to see the two touchdowns by the Gators. Got a little panicky when Missouri cut it within seven and the offense had a chance to put away the game, really didn't do it, had to punt it back up, but the defense held strong one last time and made sure we got that victory.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the defense, dude, oof.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
the defense showed up and showed out.
Richardson, man, he's still kind of inconsistent. Like you said, staying one more year will help him out. So, But it was a good game all around, dude, and it was nice to actually go watch a Gator game and they actually won, so.
All right. You know, and they did a lot of their damage on the ground, the Gators did. They ran the ball for mostly to keep, you know, Missouri off balance, basically. You know, Montrell Johnson had 86 yards, ETN had 83, Richardson put 45 on the ground himself. And Wright had 22, so, you know, they had 231 on the ground.
They went with their strengths, dude, and that's what matters is to win football games, you have to go with what you're good at. And it helps take the pressure off of Richardson when, you know, yeah, he did run for 45 yards, but when you've got two other running backs who can run over 80, that definitely helps.
Yeah. And let's not forget to talk about Ventrell Miller, our linebacker, number 51.
Oh, dude, that dude was all over the field, brother.
That dude just finds himself next to the ball. I mean, it didn't. I don't think he had a turnover in the game, but he was in on everything. Dude. It was insane. Miller ended up, what did he end up finishing here? Of course, he switched back. Stop switching back over to Missouri. Don't care about Missouri. He ended up with 10 solo tackles, total of 11. Two of them were tackles for loss, and he had a QB hurry. But, man, he was just wrecking havoc. He was
all over the place, dude.
Yeah, he's going to be a fine NFL player, if not possibly a potential superstar. I mean, I don't want to be a homer about it, but if you have a nose for the ball in the SEC as a linebacker, you should do well in the NFL.
Definitely, yeah.
And he has a And what I liked about this performance, because Missouri gave Georgia fits the week prior and almost pulled the upset on Georgia. And the way if we get this defense to show up against Georgia when we play them later on this year, I'm not saying we're going to win.
But it'll be a game.
But it will be a game, because there was a few games where we were watching on TV and we're like, the Gators will be lucky if they freaking can keep up with Georgia. We were thinking it was possibly going to look like the Ducks against Georgia from the beginning of the year. That's how bad it looked. And now I'm looking at it like, okay, well, the defense is stout. Richardson, he had a blah of a game. 8 for 14, 66 yards, had the touchdown, and also threw that pick.
Yeah. I still don't believe in him, and I don't like how they hyped him up at the beginning of the year. It went to his head, and he's still reeling from it, dude. I don't get it. So
And that's why I sit there and said, dude, come back one more year. Don't buy into your hype. Yeah. Come back one more year, refine your game, get more accurate, and then once you can do that, then you can go out, because next year will be a lot better, because it'll be your second year in the offense that Billy Napier runs. Our defense, even though we're probably going to lose some good quality seniors and stuff, you know, I don't think it should be a total drop off, but that offense will step up. You know, ATN will have another year under his belt because he's only a freshman.
Yeah.
So your running back's going to get more experience. Your receivers, yeah, we're probably going to lose a couple guys. I believe some of them are seniors, but there are other guys that will get a chance who's now had experience will step up next year. Bro, just come back.
Right?
Just come back. Yeah. One more year. Potential Heisman candidate and, you know, a legitimate threat for us in the college football playoff here in Florida. You know, unlike the other two that pretend they are.
All right.
And then the other one that just claims the national championship because they don't get the invite.
Yeah.
Sorry, Central Florida. I still respect you, but...
Yeah, definitely.
Come on. You said you won a championship just because you didn't get an invite. That's a little insane. All right, you ready to switch gears and talk about football? NFL football?
Yeah, let's do it.
We're still talking football. I don't know what the frick I was saying there. All right, so on Thursday night football, the Indianapolis Colts beat the Denver Broncos 12-9. All field goals, baby. So if you were a fan of scoring, you weren't a fan of that night.
I don't think anybody was a fan of that night.
That was a terrible birthday gift from the NFL.
I've seen a lot of people on social media go, what was that? Like, both the quarterbacks just looked like they were off the whole game, dude.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, and to the Sunday games. First one we'll talk about, because we're just going to talk about this in the order that I have on here. Your unfortunate Pittsburgh Steelers went into Buffalo and lost badly, 38-3. Too many plays over the top to Gabriel Davis, bro. 98 yards and then a 62-yard later.
We're really missing T.J. Watt, dude.
Yeah, that's
without
true.
Without him, it's not the same defense. And he just brings something to the locker room that, you know, it hypes everyone up. And the fact that he's not there, and the fact that, you know, our rookie quarterback made his first start in Buffalo, you know,
We really wondered how that was end up going to play out, and unfortunately it did not play out well in his favor. That's why I said it would have been smarter to have started him the week prior at home against the Jets, so he had a game under his belt before having to go to face Buffalo in Buffalo.
And I'm sorry, but Buffalo's been on a tear, dude. And, you know, the wagons are rounding, and they're probably going to end up in the playoffs, if not the Super Bowl. So,
Yeah, I'm looking forward to their game, though, this weekend against the Chiefs. That's going to be
That's going to be the game to watch.
All right, speaking of the Jets demolished the Dolphins 40-17 after Teddy Bridgewater left after the first play of the game when he had an apparent head injury. The NFL did come up with new protocols and said if you are possibly out with a concussion, you are not allowed back into the game. So if he even cleared concussion protocol normally,
it wouldn't have mattered.
Bridgewater did not come back. Skylar Thompson came in for the Dolphins, and the Jets ran away with it.
Yeah, man.
And then the fun thing, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Atlanta Falcons 21-15, looked in control of that game, but Atlanta was trying to mount a comeback when an unfortunate penalty against Grady Jarrett as he sacked Tom Brady was called for roughing the passer.
Yeah, man, I seen that, and that didn't look like roughing the passer at all.
No.
And I'm, like, looking at it going, dude, that was clean.
What more can you do? You don't want him to just spear him, so he wraps, pulls him down, pulls him on top of him, and then puts him over to the side.
Yeah, it wasn't hard, it wasn't anything. It was just, but, you know, Tom Brady's got to be a prima donna. Look over at the ref. Where's my penalty?
Mm-hmm.
And he gets it.
Yep.
That's just. Ugh.
Which then, of course.
I hope he's regretting it now.
Yeah. Of course, then that ended up allowing the Buccaneers to keep the ball, run the clock, and ended any hope for Atlanta's comeback.
Yeah, I hope he's regretting it now because, you know, everybody's been talking about it all week.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, controversy creates cash, so. Yeah. I don't know.
But we got more controversy coming up here in a little bit with the Monday night game.
Yep.
Speaking of our pro teams not doing jack diddly squat, the Texans beat the Jaguars 13-6. What the hell was that?
I don't know, man. Trevor Lawrence has got to step it up, brother. You know, you could still say that he doesn't really have the receivers, but at the same time, he's made some pretty questionable plays himself. So throwing that interception that he did was just horrible.
Yeah, it was an absolute nightmare. I'm looking at it like, where are you throwing that? The corner, I believe it was a corner. It might have been a safety, but the guy was sitting there watching you fucking do that, and he's just like, this guy's about to throw me the ball, isn't he?
Yeah,
and he did. He's like, don't drop it.
It was like he already predetermined where he was going to throw it. It didn't matter.
Yeah, and the defensive back's like, he's not really going to do this to me, is he? You're not going to do this, is he? Boom, I got that. Don't worry about it.
Yep.
It was just bad. Speaking of bad, our NFL Sunday was terrible, by the way. The Dallas Cowboys crushed the Rams 22-10 thanks to our sieve of an offensive line not being able to protect Matthew Stafford right off the bat with the strip sack fumble for a touchdown. And then, of course, the block punt that led to, I think, a field goal or a touchdown. One of the two. I don't freaking remember. It was crazy. It was stupid.
I will have to say, dude, you held your composure pretty well around everybody because this was an afternoon game and everybody was at the house. And big man held his composure with it.
Well, what bothered me the most, though, is other than the fact that we held them pretty decently defensively because we gave them the short field twice. Well, they got the touchdown off of the sack strip fumble, and then the block punt sent them up real nice. We never really tried to bring it on freaking Cooper Rush. It's like, it's not Dak back there. Go get him. Send somebody. We finally sent Ramsey on a blindside blitz, which ended up working out, getting Ramsey his first career sack. But other than that, we didn't really try to go after Cooper at all.
Yeah.
And I never understood that. I'm like, why didn't we do that all game? He's not Dak. He's not going to beat you with his feet. Turn and go on him. You guys didn't do nothing. And, you know, of course, Dallas, of course, got away with a lot of holding on Aaron Donald. That one big touchdown that God, I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Pollard. Tony Pollard got. They blatantly held Aaron Donald, which made it where he tried to throw his arm out just to slow down Pollard, and he ran right through it because he, Donald's trying to go one way and he's being dragged back the other way, clearly, and they didn't call it. It's just like, dude, you gotta call that blatantly obvious holding penalty right there. Of course you won't, though, because it's Dallas. I mean, take Dallas and Tom Brady, stick them both on a plane, and then crash it somewhere. That'd be doing me a favor. And Bill Belichick, too, while you're at it. Anyways, I accidentally clicked into a game. There we go. Here we go. All right. The early game of the day happened in London, where the New York Giants surprisingly beat the Packers 27-22.
Yeah, that was just weird. And what kind of garbage has Aaron Rodgers been smoking, man? Because, dude.
Right?
What the hell?
Well, granted, he has no top receiver. He has a bunch of threes and fours.
Yeah.
And a rookie who could potentially be a two, but he's a rookie. So, that is beyond a head-scratcher. It's like, are they trying to make him retire?
Yeah.
They don't want to trade him or release him. They just want him to retire on his own and go away.
Right.
That's what it seems like. Because that's just all it's been. The Chargers would end up beating the Browns 30-28 on the road in Cleveland. A questionable 4th-and-2 call didn't end up backfiring on the Chargers as the defense stopped the Browns from getting into field goal range and possibly winning that game. That was dumb.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that was. That was just asinine. Just unbelievable. I digress. The Vikings almost allowed the Bears to completely pull a comeback, but the Vikings would hold on by 7, 29-22. The Patriots blanked the number one scoring offense in the league, the Detroit Lions, 29-0 at home. Dude, Billy Zappi? They're down to their Billy Zappi, their third-string quarterback, and they blanked and shut out the Lions 29-0.
That's just crazy, dude. And that just shows that Bill Belichick is still kind of like Alabama.
Yeah.
You've got starters all around. I'm telling you. It's crazy.
Yeah. We had a wild shootout also in New Orleans as the Saints beat the Seahawks 39-32. In a game that somebody just basically had to win, the Titans beat the Commanders 21-17. The 49ers demolished the Panthers 37-15, which led to a firing, which we'll talk about here soon. The Eagles held on against the Cardinals in Arizona, winning 20-17 to remain the only still unbeaten team in the league. The Ravens survived the Bengals on Sunday Night Football, and on Monday Night Football, despite almost not being able to come back because of a blown call, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Raiders 30-29. Again, a question. Well, this one was more questionable because the late hit or the roughing the passer wasn't late. Was actually Jones had hit Carr, stripped him of the ball, managed to recover the ball on its way down, and ended up landing on him. But because they couldn't see the fumble, he was flagged.
That's dumb.
The only thing I can say.
I think they need to make a rule in the NFL where you can actually challenge the ref. Like, I know they have the challenge call or whatever, but you need to be able to challenge some of them penalties because sometimes they're full-on asinine.
Yeah, I mean, it's blatantly asinine, and you just sit there and see something like that. And the only thing, the man happiest on Tuesday was Tom Brady because it was another blown call, and it wasn't against Mahomes, because if it was against Mahomes, people would have been, oh, you called it because it was Mahomes. Well, it happened to Derek Carr, and you can get almost anybody to think that Derek Carr is not a top-rated quarterback. There are some of us who like him. I like him.
I like him.
You like him. Yep. Colin Coward likes him. There's people who really like him, think he's actually close to a top-10 quarterback, but you're going to see majority of fans, even Raiders fans, don't even view him as a top 10 quarterback. And they're like, so he's, so Tom Brady's just like, thank God it happened to a quarterback that no one really likes.
Right.
So that way I don't look like me.
So it takes, so it takes the blow off him a little bit.
Yeah, but he's still a winebag.
Yeah, he's a prima donna.
And we did just get breaking news into the episode. That would be the Gators landed the number 88 overall ranked player in the nation in their recruiting class.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Deion, I believe it said Deion Johnson. Let me get back to that. I accidentally swiped it away instead of actually leaving it alone. So that was my bad. NCAA. Come on, you just had it here. Where'd it go? Okay, let me go to my teams. Favorites. Sorry.
It's all good, bro.
If I didn't swipe it away, it'd be right here. Florida. Here we go. Gators commit flip, earn commitment, or complete flip, earn commitment from Deion Johnson. Let's see here. Let me get the article up. Flipped him from Ohio State. Nice.
Nice.
Florida Gators are heating back up on the recruiting trail, completing their long-fought flip of Tampa, Florida Wharton High School 2023 cornerback Deion Johnson from his previous pledge to Ohio State on Thursday evening. Let's see here. He is a 6'1", 190 corner from Tampa, and he flipped from Ohio State, choosing the Gators over SC and Miami. He is and Florida has arguably assembled one of the best DB classes in 2013. And wow. He's a 4-star commit, too.
Wow, dude, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see if they have his position rank on here.
You're on ESPN, right?
No, I'm actually on the score.
On the score?
Mm-hmm. And Florida's. I was trying to see if they had his. They says he's the 88 overall player, but I'm trying to see if they had his ranking as a corner. Excuse me. No, they don't. Okay, well.
Either way, so, that's pretty cool, dude.
Yeah.
You know, the Gators need all the help they can get, so.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on the defensive side of the ball.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you and I both believe that defense wins games and wins championships. So,
mm-hmm.
they that's pretty stout, dude. That's awesome.
They also got a 4-star safety earlier today, about two hours ago, this article says. 5'10", 185, who ranks number 27 safety in the 2023 class. So, there you go. We got two defensive backs. Two guys on the defensive side, so we'll take that.
Heck yeah, brother.
So, yeah, there you go. Some breaking news in the sports talk. So, yeah, anyway, so let's get back to the officiating. I agree with you. When it comes to that kind of play, you need to be able to challenge that one. Because let's talk about not only these bullshit calls, because they were bullshit.
Yeah.
We'll go back to when Tom Brady took on the Rams in the Super Bowl, the AFC title game, when he was in Kansas City, in overtime on that 3rd and 10, when he was roughed as a passer to a blow to the head when the guy hit him in the shoulder pad. Not the head, the shoulder pad. The guy reached out and went like this, not up here. I'm not going to hit you, I'm just saying. He grabbed you right here on the shoulder and then called roughing the passer for a blow to the head.
Yeah,
and he didn't even touch his head.
And it needs to happen. They need to change something with this, because you got a lot of games riding on these refs too, mm-hmm. and it's not right.
Yeah, because what's going to happen if you're doing that in a playoff game?
And not only that, but I think these refs should be fined. If you make a really bad call, really fucking bad call, this is blatantly bad.
Yeah,
you should be fined for it.
Absolutely.
So,
you know, you can sit there and tell me player safety all you want, but what are you going to do as a? You're going to have to eventually, like I keep saying, you're just going to have to put flags on the quarterback and rip flags off them.
Yeah,
that's going to be the only way, because you guys are so protective of the quarterback. I get it. They're the franchise. They're the franchise player of each franchise. I understand that.
Yeah.
But now you basically now are making it look like you can't tackle him or touch him or breathe on him.
Yeah.
So you're gonna have to just put flags on him then. And boom, I grabbed your flag. You're down. Don't throw it, Brady. Because then guess what? You're gonna have a simultaneous swipe of the flag. Someone's releasing the ball. Is the ball still technically in his hand? And right. Then you're going to have to review that. Was he actually sacked because he pulled his flag? Is it simultaneous? Do we give it to the quarterback or not? You know, it's going to be so stupid.
Yeah, man. In some ways, I think they need to also maybe let up on some of this safety precaution bullshit. In some ways, only for the sole fact that you're going to get to the point where you can't even play football anymore. You can't play it because you can't hurt nobody. You can't, because that's the name of the game with that shit.
Right.
You're supposed to clobber people. You're supposed to freaking be as physical as you possibly can.
Yep.
And when you're telling a defensive lineman or a freaking an end or a middle linebacker or a right outside linebacker, whatever the case may be, that, oh, there's a chance you're going to get roughing the passer for, you know. I mean, think about it. You're coming in, and what if you can't stop your momentum and you just knock into them, and then what, you get freaking called on that shit? That's right. Dumb.
Yeah. It's just stupid. You had two really bad calls. You know, I've mentioned a third from a few years back, and it's just like, look, I get it. There should never be a hit to the head.
Yeah.
You shouldn't go low on the quarterbacks because that's their knees. I get that. But now you're making it basically, even though you shrunk the target zone, you basically made it where you can't really tackle them in the target zone because you might hit them too hard.
Yeah.
What is that? I mean, come on. Give me a break. Either put a flag on him and let's play flag football with the quarterback, or you're just going to have to let him get hit. Granted, I understand you're trying to make it safer. You don't want the quarterback to get hit. Well, guess what? He's going to have to get hit. You already put in the protocol. If you get hit so hard and you appear to be concussed, even if it wasn't a blow to the head, because Tua's wasn't a blow to the head, as was whiplash from his head smacking the turf after he got pushed.
Yeah.
You're done. Fine.
That's fine with me.
Let it be happen that way.
That's fine with
me. We encourage that. Especially if you get up and you don't look like you can walk.
Yeah.
In a straight line. 2 feet. Tua couldn't walk 2 feet when he fell back down. Or went down. They didn't really say he fell down. I watched it. He's not really falling down. He stumbles and
he looked like he's drunk.
Yeah. Kinda. He kind of looked like he was drunk. And he couldn't even walk 2 feet without looking like he was about to just fall on his face. So, I get that. Leave that. But you better let him hit it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, put a flag on him, and then you're going to have more controversy than you know what to do with. Because like I said, how are you going to handle the simultaneous snatch of the flag and the ball in the hand?
I like what I'm saying is eventually it's just going to be flag football, period, because you guys are so worried about people getting hurt.
Yeah.
And it's like these men sign these contracts. They know what they're getting into. They know what it is. Come on. You know, I mean, sure, try and make things a little bit safer, but this constant penalty after penalty after penalty, and I swear to God, we go to commercial so many times for penalty breaks that it's so irritating anymore. It's just like, it takes the fun out of watching a football game.
Yeah, it is. It's just insane what they've done with that, and I'm looking forward to them figuring it out this offseason, because the NFL's already made a statement that they're going to look into it, but nothing is going to be imminent until the offseason. By then, though, if it costs a team a chance at the Super Bowl or costs them the Super Bowl, it might be too little too late by then, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah, they should be
they should already be
working on that shit now.
Absolutely. So, real quick, Matt Rhule was fired from the Carolina Panthers as their head coach. That will be the sixth head coach in 5 years for Baker Mayfield when he comes back from his injury. So, yeah, Carolina not looking good.
Yeah, man. It is what it is with this dude. at some point, you gotta think more of what's going on within this organization, because really the Panthers haven't been really that great in a while. So It is what it is, man. It sucks, but you know, the game will go on.
Yep, absolutely.
And Baker, man, I really hope he does do well there, dude, because the Browns did him shitty. I don't even like the Browns, and I didn't like him when he was with the Browns, but now that he's away from it, it's like, okay, let's give him a shot.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I still didn't really care that he went to Carolina. I thought maybe he'll turn things around. Carolina just hasn't looked good at all. But Matt Rhule, though, it was kind of on himself there. Honestly, he's one of those that's probably going to just be a better college coach than he ever will be an NFL coach.
Yeah.
So, you know, he'll pretty much have his choice of colleges. You know, already some pretty decent openings in college. Of course, Colin Cowherd keeps joking around that Oklahoma should fire their head coach already and get ready to hire Matt Rhule. I'm like, damn, Brett Venables can't even get a year in and Colin's already firing him. I mean, granted, they did lose 49-0 at home to Texas recently, so I kind of understand that. Or not technically, it wasn't at home, it was in the Cotton Bowl in the Red River Rivalry. They don't play in each other's stadiums, but I still don't get that, though. It's like, and it's the same with me in Georgia and Florida. You have this neutral site, but it's technically in one team's state.
Yeah.
And you're opposites. You're not the same state. So it'd be one thing if, like, Oregon and Oregon State played at a neutral site. They're both in Oregon.
Yeah.
Florida State. Miami, Florida State. Miami and Florida. If they played at a neutral site, they're all in Florida. But Georgia going to Jacksonville, I get it. A lot of Georgia fans end up migrating down at some point in their professional careers into Jacksonville because there's a lot of good job opportunities in Jacksonville. I'm just saying, though, in all honesty, it's not really technically still a home game for Georgia if they have to travel there. It's not really a home game for Oklahoma if they have to travel to Texas to face their rival. Yeah. All the time at a quote-unquote neutral site.
You
know?
Yeah.
I don't get that. You know, Michigan. It'd be like if Michigan and Ohio State played in Detroit all the time at a neutral site. Is that really neutral? Is that really
weird, right?
Technically a home game for Ohio State? No.
Yeah.
It's not. You know, that's why they go back and forth. You know, so anyways, that's just my thought on that one. It's kind of like,
I agree with you, man. It's weird.
But anyways, I went off a little thing. But anyways, Matt Rhule will eventually be on a college team, ready to go again. And he'll lead somebody and get them, you know, back on track. And I would recommend maybe going the Pete Carroll route. You kind of learn from this. Kind of dive into college for a little while.
Yeah.
And then when you feel like, you know, you can get into a good situation. Because granted, Seattle was going to end up being a good situation. It just got really good because they got Russell Wilson, honestly. But at the same time, I feel like it was already kind of developing that way towards being a good situation for Pete Carroll when he went up to Seattle and took over the Seahawks. So
yeah,
maybe be a little more picky with where you're wanting to go on that.
Definitely, yeah.
So. But hey, I mean, I wouldn't mind getting paid $40 million to sit at home right now too. So,
did you get that that TikTok I sent you about Blake Bortles?
I saw it. I haven't seen it, but I saw you sent it to me.
Dude, you need to look at that. He was talking about
his career earnings. Yeah, I know he's made a lot of money for basing. Same thing with Sam Bradford. Made a lot of money basically playing hardly any pro football.
Right.
Basically not doing a whole lot.
It's but, still pretty crazy, dude.
Yeah, well, I mean, Bradford got lucky because he was the last huge-ass rookie contract.
Yeah.
So that's why he was the reason why everyone went, we might want to stop paying unproven rookies $50 million.
Yeah.
It's like, you think? I mean, if we're going to pay a rookie like $50 million, you know, the Rams could have picked, you know, Ndamukong Suh, Gerald McCoy, you know, someone good.
Right.
No. Pikachu knows everything. That was before Les Snead. Les Snead, you got work to do. Fix that offensive line, bro. Holy crap.
Right.
And someone called Big Wit. We need you back, old man. That way we can move Note Boom to guard. Someone get Allen healthy enough so he can play center, because he's not great, but he's not terrible. It's not as bad as what we got now. And then, for the love of God, figure out who can play right guard, and we're good to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no hope. You guys need offensive line help, too, by the way.
Yeah, dude.
Your running game has been non-existent for a while.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy, dude. It's not the same still as it was back in the day.
Yeah, you guys are definitely not the ground and pound and play great defense steel curtain.
Yeah.
Granted, your best defensive player is not playing due to injury, which I think once he gets back, I think that will help boost the whole entire team, like you said earlier, because he's that locker room energizer. Yeah. So, you guys got... I'm like, you guys got TJ Watt in the draft? You shut up. Go away. Just... picking freaking easy pickings right there. Oh, let's see. Should I get TJ Watt, who's got really good speed and edge and probably as good, maybe even better than his brother JJ, who's a Hall of Famer? Yes, please.
Yep.
How did he not go number one? Honestly, I don't freaking care. You can't tell me why he couldn't go number one. I don't care. Quarterback or TJ Watt, who's going to kill a quarterback at some point? I think the guy who's going to kill the quarterback.
Yep.
I have to go back and look at the draft because it probably wasn't. Was that the Patrick Mahomes draft? I gotta know now. Sorry, I gotta know now. What year was TJ Watt drafted? Not way. He was drafted in the. He was drafted 30th overall in the 2017 draft. 27 NFL draft.
30th overall. That many teams passed on him.
By the way, I'd like to point out my team did not have a first round pick that year because we traded it.
Oh, come on.
So we couldn't have picked him if we wanted to.
Come on, bro.
We couldn't pick him. We didn't have a first round pick. Yep, that was. That was the Mahomes, Deshaun Watson. Okay. Chicago, Mitch Trubisky or TJ freaking Watt?
Very true.
Come on. Trubisky was number two overall. Come on. Miles, it was a toss-up basically. To me, honestly, you would be happy with Myles Garrett. But number two, TJ Watt, not Mitch Trubisky. So yeah, that was fucking stupid. It's funny, though. Oh, my God. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, yeah. Deshaun Watson before the scandal, yeah.
Yeah.
But Mitch Trubisky, bro, which he ended up getting anyways, but still.
Right.
Yeah, I'd still rather have TJ Watt.
Agreed.
Especially about Chicago. Chicago's probably sitting there going, well, you know, we could have had TJ Watt at two. Hell, we didn't even have to trade with the Niners. We could have had him at three because they got, I think, Solomon Thomas from Stanford, and he didn't even pan out really in the NFL. I mean, he had some good year, a couple good years, but he wasn't much of anything, honestly. So,
yeah.
The Niners, how about at number three, Solomon Thomas or TJ Watt?
Right.
Especially now that you could have had Nick Bosa and TJ Watt. I'm saying, you know, whatever.
Right? That would have been a killer defense.
Whatever, Niners.
Oh, but he's a stealer. He's a stealer. And it was a good steal.
Yeah, you guys stole the fucking first round with that pick. Oh, jeez. We're picking 30. What are we going to do? Oh, is that TJ Watt? JJ Watt's little brother? Ours.
Yep.
I mean, he's basically a Steeler. You can just tell. I'm surprised, honestly, JJ didn't end up a Steeler at some point. Really? It's just like, it would have made so much sense. It's like, honestly, you're basically a Steeler at heart, bro. You just don't know it. Get your butt up to Pittsburgh and help your brother out.
It's just weird that he's with Arizona now.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
He would be doing a lot better if he was in Pittsburgh.
True.
Because he would have his brother on the opposite side of him, and they'd be rushing together, and the quarterback would be going, I'm seeing Watts!
Right? I mean, I think about it, dude. Like, the rivalry between them two anyways to play better. And just the bets they would have going on. All sorts of shenanigans going on in the locker room. Just craziness, bro.
Oh, yeah. Someone get the number on that Watt. Was it 90 or 99?
Right.
I can't tell the difference. It was too fast. If it was real fast, it was 90. I can't tell time. I'm freaking concussed. Anyways, I think that'll be enough from us. We went on a couple rants.
And it was fun, dude. It was fun. That's what it's about.
Good way to end the week.
Yep.
So we all hope you enjoy your weekend. Hopefully the Dodgers bounce back after that bullshit game last night. Fucking lost to the Padres. How do you lose to the Padres at home?
Yikes.
Bullshit. I stayed up until 2 o'clock in the morning to watch that crap.
Guess you did.
Yeah, I guess so. Kershaw, Clayton, stop giving up homers. Stop hanging out with your friend. Yeah, stop hanging out with your friend. Who's also kind of got arm issues. Quarterback number 9, Los Angeles Rams.
Arm issues, back issues.
Feet issues.
Y'all turning into a bunch of old man age.
I know, we won the Super Bowl and everybody aged like exponentially overnight. Like, what the hell just happened? And Allen Robinson has not lived up to what I was hoping he would be. Someone get me Odell Beckham Jr., please, for the love of God.
Oh, gosh, dude. I wonder if they're going to sign him.
Yeah, that was an interesting story that developed today.
Yeah.
From technically yesterday or last night, whatever. But, yeah. Please, for the love of God, just sign Odell. He wants to be a Ram. He's happy.
He just wants more money.
Just give him some money.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he deserves it, dude.
I mean, technically, he would have won MVP if it wasn't for his injury. I mean, I love Cooper, but
yeah,
if anybody was going to win MVP that game, if Odell wasn't injured, it would have been Odell.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody in Cincinnati could stop him. The turf stopped him.
Mm-hmm.
Our own freaking turf stopped him. That freaking sucked. I'm like, no, not Odell. Anybody but Odell. Or no Cooper, though. Then again, if Cooper went down, it wouldn't mind to matter because no one was stopping Odell. So, I don't know. We'll see. Well, we'll never have to know. We won the Super Bowl. I'm happy about that.
Yep.
But we're probably not going back this year.
Yeah, probably not. It's been quite the rough year already.
So, I'll just have to keep rooting for my Ducks to somehow make it to the Rose Bowl or possibly sneak into the college football playoff because, hell, why not? We could. Sorry, brother. The Gators lost twice. They ain't making it.
Yeah.
Even if they upset Georgia, they ain't making it. Sad to say. Because you know who they'll take? They'll take a 2-loss Bama. Bama loses
Unfortunately,
twice.
Unfortunately, yeah.
All right, man. So, yes, have a good weekend, you guys. Hope it's a good one. Hope your teams win. Unless your teams happen to be playing our teams, then unfortunately we hope your team loses.
Exactly.
Because that's how we roll.
Because we're biased like that. We don't care. Right.
So, if you're a Panthers fan, you're going down this weekend, son! Who's your team playing this weekend?
I'm drawing a blank.
Bro, you're supposed to be on your team.
I know.
Why do I have to be the keeper of your team? It's your team. You keep them. Oh, hey.
I care more when they win.
Wow! Just threw Pittsburgh under the bus! Damn!
I'm sorry, dude, but that was the worst freaking.
Like we game said, though, at least your
in
quarterback.
How long?
Since Big Ben's 5 picks.
Ugh.
Oh, you guys got to play Tampa.
Yeah. We're
at home. Luckily, you're at home.
We're at home, but it's Tampa and it's Tom Brady, and he's.
If you get lucky, you might be able to play Miami in Miami without Tua. That might help.
Yeah.
Oh, then you gotta play Philly in Philly, though.
Ugh.
And you got to play at New Orleans at home. Cincinnati at home. Hope that's not a short week for you guys. No, it's a whole week. Okay, you're good there. Then Monday Night Football against the Colts. Hey, you can beat the Colts. Everybody's pretty much beating the Colts.
Oh, yeah.
Might be able to beat the Falcons. Hey, we got to play the Panthers. Huh. You got to play the Panthers, too. Way down the road. Anyways, okay. So, yeah, if you're a Buccaneers fan, your team's going down in Pittsburgh.
I don't believe it, but we'll see.
Go Gators. The Ducks are off this weekend, so I can fully back the Gators this weekend. I will be decked out in Gator blue, head to thighs, because I don't have
socks.
I don't have Gator socks or shoes.
No socks or shoes.
And also, I don't have Gator underwear.
Ew, bro.
Hey, I have Doc boxers, bro.
Dude, nobody needs to know what your underwear looks like, brother.
It's green and yellow.
God.
With Oregon written on it in little spatches.
And a duck in the crotch.
No, there's no duck in the crotch. There's a surprise in the... Never mind, anyways. Let's move on. There'd be a gator in my shorts. Anyways. I was really happy, though, that your son had a really good time, though, at the game.
Dude, he had so much fun. And it was some good bonding and... He was asking questions the whole time, and he was just excited about all of it, dude.
Yep.
The only thing I wish is we could have took him to see some players at the end of the game. But I'm kind of glad that we took off and left the way we did.
Yeah, since I almost got us locked in Gainesville.
Yeah. So.
Literally almost had my car locked up. And not even impounded. It wouldn't have been impounded. It just would have been locked up. Because I parked in a spot I obviously should not have.
Well, they should be more specific on do not park here type thing.
Yeah, there should have been a sign, this is not for public parking for the game or game parking.
Yeah.
Unless you are working at this place.
Yeah.
Whatever that lady does. So, we got lucky. Gate wasn't completely locked. We were able to get in. Lady came in after us. Thank God, because if she didn't, my car would have been locked up and we would have been in Gainesville at least for another hour while we were begging Miss Tay to come get us.
Yeah.
I'll give you gas money if you come get us.
Yeah, that was fun. But yeah, man, to be able to take him and go do that's a memory that he'll always have.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he'll be more inclined to watch football with us every weekend.
Well, he's going to watch football Saturday because he's got to watch the Gators again as they take on the LSU Tigers.
Yep.
Go Gators. Sorry, not go Tigers. Go Gators.
Go Gators.
Go Gators. I bet you even old Ed Orgeron's even going, you know what? Fuck it. Go Gators. They fired me. Go Gators. Oh, man. I'll do it for us here at Sports Talk. And as always,
keep on talking sports.
Hey, everyone. This is Big Man.
This is Cooper.
We hope you enjoyed our latest episode, but be sure to check us out on our social medias.
On Facebook at Cooper Big Man.
Our Facebook page, Sports Talk with Cooper and Big Man.
On Twitter at Cooper_BigManST.
On Instagram, also at Cooper_BigManST.
At TikTok at sportstalk.cooper.bigman.
Or you can email us at sportstalkwithcooperinbigman. That's sportstalk, W-I-T, Cooper, the letter N, big man, and that's at gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we love you guys for checking us out. Be sure to catch us on our next episode.